Alright, beautiful souls, welcome back to Queen Energy, your daily dose of powerful affirmations to fuel your fire and conquer the world, one day at a time. I'm Riley Hart, your host, and today we're diving deep into something that can feel heavy, but is so liberating. Cultivating forgiveness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, here comes another self-help guru, hear me out. This isn't about condoning hurtful behavior or sweeping things under the rug. It's about recognizing that holding on to anger and resentment isn't doing you any favors. It's like carrying around a heavy backpack full of rocks. Eventually, your back is gonna start hurting. We all deserve to lighten the load, right? So let's break it down. 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate forgiveness and finally move forward with grace and power. First things first. Forgiveness isn't about the other person. It's about you. It's about freeing yourself from the chains of bitterness and allowing yourself to heal. Think of it like this, when someone wrongs you, it's like they throw a pebble into your pond. You can choose to let that ripple spread and create chaos, or you can choose to see it as an opportunity to learn, grow, and move on with newfound strength. Second, forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting. It means acknowledging the hurt, allowing yourself to feel it, and then choosing to let go of the need for revenge or justification. It's about understanding that everyone makes mistakes, we're all human, and sometimes people mess up big time. But holding on to those wrongs won't change anything. Third, forgiveness takes time. Don't beat yourself up if it doesn't happen overnight. It's a process, a journey of self-discovery and healing. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and remember that every step you take towards forgiveness is a victory in itself. Ever felt like you were carrying around this weight for so long? Like you just wanted to drop it, but you didn't know how? It's okay. It takes time. Fourth, practice compassion. This one can be tough, I get it. But try to see things from the other person's perspective. Maybe they were hurting, maybe they made a mistake out of fear or insecurity. Understanding their motives doesn't excuse their actions, but it can help you find a little more compassion and soften your heart. You know that feeling when someone apologizes genuinely, and even though it took time, you can feel the weight lift? That's the power of compassion, folks. And finally, forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's about choosing to live a life free from anger, resentment, and bitterness. It's about opening your heart to love, joy, and peace. Think about it like this. Forgiveness is like taking off those old, worn-out shoes that have been dragging you down. Imagine putting on brand new, comfy shoes that help you walk with confidence and lightness. That's the feeling of forgiveness. Now, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. Sarah was deeply hurt by her best friend's betrayal. It was a sharp pain that cut deep, leaving her feeling lost and alone. For months, she held on to anger, replaying the events over and over in her mind. The resentment built up, poisoning her thoughts and relationships. But then, one day, Sarah realized that carrying this burden wasn't serving her. She started practicing self-compassion, reminding herself that everyone makes mistakes. She took small steps towards forgiveness, acknowledging the pain but choosing not to let it define her. Slowly but surely, she felt the weight lift, and her heart began to heal. She even reached out to her friend, not with anger, but with a desire for understanding. They talked, they apologized, and they moved forward, stronger than ever. See? Forgiveness isn't about forgetting or condoning hurtful actions. It's about choosing to move on with grace, power, and an open heart. It's about freeing yourself from the shackles of negativity and embracing a future filled with possibilities. So today, I challenge you to take a step towards forgiveness. Start by identifying what's holding you back. Then, practice self-compassion, understand the other person's perspective, and remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. You deserve to be free from the weight of past hurts. Go out there and shine, my beautiful queens. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends who need a little reminder to cultivate their own inner power. And as always, drop me a comment on social media. I love hearing from you. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.